here.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, July 15th, 2021. And now, my brothers and sisters, here is the founder of Gap Ministries and your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Jaleon Travis. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless God. Thank God for today. Thank him for waking us up this morning. And what the old people used to say, I praise the Lord for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, and starting me on my way. So I know once he starts us, he takes us on through the journey. I want to first give God glory for the opportunity and which he's placed inside of me for tonight's Bible study. And I also want to thank God for you, Bishop Shirlene Cook, for being a covering for Gap Ministries, as well as being a mentor to me, a person that shares her wisdom and knowledge, as well as inviting us back home. As I always say, it's always good to be home, and for giving us this opportunity every first and third Thursday of each month. And
yes,
we're just
amen.
Delighted and we're delighted and blessed to be here. Tonight we're going to talk about some great things from a word that God downloaded in my spirit over the past weeks. But before we get into that word, I'd like to always say, give God glory and praise, and just open up with prayer, if that's okay with everyone. Father God, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor for the blessing of this opportunity. Father, bless this word, Father God. Bless every heart around the world that's upon this network, as well as the founder and the producer for this ministry, which is Bishop Shirlene Cook. Bless the members of Gap Ministries, the members of each and every phone call that's calling in on the lines. Bless their households. Bless their children and their grandchildren. Anoint them, Father God, for your purpose, your will in the earth. Cover them and protect them. Father, bring deliverance where there's deliverance needed. Bring healing where there's healing that's needed. Open our spirits and our hearts to truth. Open our eyes in the spirit and in the realm of the natural to the truth. And Father, let us be able to walk circumspectly, to walk truthfully, to walk boldly in your will and your way and your word. Father, now I decrease that you may increase in me. I emptied out, Father God, that you may pour into me, that I may outpour into the people that will hear this word tonight, and that your word will come forth. And Father, it is in Jesus' name that the word will prick the hearts of the people, and it would set their feet upon the path of righteousness, not for my namesake, not for Bishop's namesake, but for your namesake and your purpose in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone for taking time to call into the network tonight, and for all of you who are in the studio, and as Bishop said, that are in the chat rooms. Tonight we're going to talk about a place called Lodabar. We're going to come from three verses. The first verse, I need you to get your pen and paper and get it ready. We're going to talk about 2 Samuel 4 and 4. 2 Samuel 4 and 4. And then we're going to skip over to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3. And then we're going to conclude it with Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. 2 Samuel 4 and 4. 2 Samuel 9 and 3, Isaiah 43, 18, 19. And may God have a blessing upon the word of the hearers as well as the doers and the obedient of his word. So we're going to talk about a place called Lodabar. And what we're going to do is set in a teaching tonight where you are visualized. And you'll visualize it so clear to that it will manifest right before your eyes. And it will take you from the place where you are now. And it's a low place. It's going to take you from the place you are now. But God sometimes uses the low places as a springboard. And the sermon tonight is just going to be based on a simple topic, launch from Lodabar. Now, Lodabar is a place that is defined as a place of no pasture. meaning nowhere to rest or nowhere to retreat to or retire to, no gazing there. You know, you can't feed from something that has no pasture. You know, the word says in Psalm 23 that he making me to lie down in green pastures, meaning the reason why it says green pastures, it signifies abundance. But if there is no pasture, then there's famine. There is nothing there. And nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But that's not true in the eyes of God. Because what God does is he'll basically take something, nothing, and make something from it. Because why? He's God. But Lodabar, again, means no word, meaning it's empty. It's void. It can't produce anything. You can't get a word from something. That's where the world says nothing from nothing, and there's no communication. And the very meaning of it is, in the book of Samuel, and we all know that Samuel is the son of Hannah, who was a barren woman, whose husband had two wives. One was named Peninnah, and of course his mother's name was Hannah. And, you know, Hannah was so grieved and vexed in her spirit because, you know, you have those Peninnahs in your life where they will torment you and torture you with, oh, I got this fine car, I've got this fine man, or I got this fine woman, or I got all these millions in the bank, I got all these children, you don't have any. So at that time, Peninnah had five children. She had children by Elkanah, and Hannah didn't. She was barren. You know, he would go to her, he would give her the best because he loved her the best. And he would do things for her that apparently he didn't do for Peninnah. And he would even say things to her, am I worth to you more than 10 sons? But the thing of it is, it didn't matter. She went to God on her own. And she had been praying and fasting. And she went before the priest Eli. And she was so vexed in her spirit, grievously vexed, that she was, you know, praying. Some people pray with just their mouth moving. And of course, the man of God thought she was drinking. So, you know, he was asking her, you know, in other words, why are you here drunk? But to make a long story short, God, she promised something to God. She said, if you would bless me with a child, I would dedicate that child back to you. Now, I want you guys to keep that in your notes. When you go to God and you make a vow to God, he holds you to it because the word says make no vow. You know, in other words, don't make a vow. But if you do make a vow, well, I don't need to say it like that. When you make a vow, you need to make sure that you will fulfill the vow. So on 2 Samuel, we're going to talk about the story because he became the son of Hannah, and God called him at an early age. Now, in 2 Samuel, and at verse 4, we know about Jonathan, which is Saul's son. And it says that Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan being killed, the news came out of Jezreel, and the nurse out of fear and fright grabbed Mephibosheth, which was Jonathan's son. She ran with him, and apparently she tripped, and it came to pass that she had made haste to flee. She made so much haste to flee that she fell, that he fell, and he became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. The thing of it is, he became, I studied it, and they say he became broken in both of his feet. And when I prayed about just that statement alone, God says a lot of us are broken in our pathway. A lot of us are not having our feet aligned upon the pathway and the purpose that he has for us. And when we're not in alignment with some of those things, sometimes things can happen to you, beloved, in your life that's not your fault. It wasn't Mephibosheth's fault that he fell when the nurse was running. It really wasn't her fault that she tripped. She was really trying to grab him because she was his nurse. And nurses back in those days, they were more like the second mother. They protected, they fed, they nurtured, they did everything. So when she heard the news of Jonathan and Saul being killed, the first thing she thought, well, I need to save Jonathan's heir, so I need to flee somewhere. So, but in her haste, she failed. Sometimes in our haste, when we do things, just like I've talked with people, I've counseled people, and they say, well, and you know, they'll tell me a certain thing, and I'll say, well, did you pray about it? Yeah, I prayed about it, and that's why I'm doing so-and-so, so-and-so. But when you pray and you ask God, you don't rise up in haste. You wait on the Lord. You wait on his response. That way you won't do anything in haste, because a lot of times when you do things in haste, a lot of times when you do things in haste, it ends up causing a broken situation. Now, remember, Mephibosheth was, he was placed in Lodabar, and that's a place of no pastor, no word, no communication, the very meaning of not having. But it's also a place of brokenness. He was not only broken in his feet and crippled, but it broke him from his purpose, because he was the son of Jonathan, but God had already ordained David to be the next king of Israel. Had Saul done what he was supposed to have done, Jonathan would have been the next in line, and then it would have been Mephibosheth. But that was at no fault of Jonathan, because Jonathan was loyal to his father when he went into battle. Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son, and the nurse dropped him, and you know, he fell and he was broken. I'm getting to where I'm going, so stay with me. But in the world today, we have loaded by situations. We've been placed so low back on the holding pole or the release pole, not knowing that we're being placed in set condition for lunch. All we have to do is allow God to use us in our brokenness. Amen. Now, it's also a state of loneliness, because Lodabar, it kind of separates you. And there are a lot of us, and I'm speaking from my own experience, we've been in situations where we have been lonely. We've been placed in a state of loneliness. We've been broken. We've been dislocated or ostracized. We've been misunderstood. We've been placed in somewhere where people will forget us and not want something the best for us, simply because there are some women who have been broken in relationships. Why? Either they cheated on them, and some men, either they cheated on them or they were abusive in some form, verbally or physically or financially or even emotionally. And that's a load of our situation. Some people have been molested or raped. And with those things that happen to you in those incidents, that puts you in a Lodabar situation where you're broken in your footsteps. You're broken in the order of your purpose, and you're walking in the way that God wants you to break. Wants you to walk, simply because you have gotten to a point where you figure, hey, well, if this all happened, it's my fault. But I came today to tell you that it's not your fault. It's not your fault that they cheated. It's not your fault that somebody that was supposed to have been carrying you to safety fell and you got broken in the fall. It's not your fault that they were running because they were trying to run to protect and cover you. But it's not your fault simply because people have dislocated or ostracized you. It's not your fault that you are so anointed that they want to discard you. It's not your fault because where you are now in Lodabar, it still doesn't change who you are, because Mephibosheth was still the son of a prince. He was still the grandson of a king. Was that king a good king? He was a disobedient king. He tried to do things his way. Well, whose fault was that? That was Saul's fault, simply because Saul had a Lodabar position in his heart, because he wanted to spring things the way he wanted them to go. He wanted to take things in haste. When God told him not to make the sacrifices and wait on the prophet to come and do it, he went ahead and did it anyway, because sometimes we have that Saul spirit on us, and we want to do things for show. We want to do things to please people. We want to do things to ease people. But if you're going to walk with God, I don't care what's broken, how low you are, and where they have displaced you, or if they're not communicating that right thing to you, no matter if you're in a pasture where there's nothing for you to graze on, God will never put you in a position, not too low where he can't reach down and pull you up, where he can't pull you back and spring you forward. The thing of it is that you can't be like Saul. You can't, because it was Saul's fault that he got killed. It was Saul's fault that Jonathan died in battle with him, because when he raised up the prophet, went back to raise up the prophet, went to the witch to find out what was going to go on, which was something he wasn't supposed to do. The man of God raised up. Nathan told him, tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. In other words, now you, some people you can be connected to and not know in your mind and in your heart that they have you stuck in Lodabar with some people want you in Lodabar with them, and the consequences of that position will be yours too. If you don't have the sense to come to yourself and seek God and get loose from it, because you got to remember, not only is Lodabar a place of no communication, but it is also a place of brokenness. It's a place where people can misunderstand. You can misunderstand something that you're connected to, and I'm pretty sure Jonathan was saying to himself, because remember, it wasn't Jonathan's fault. It wasn't the nurse's fault. It wasn't Mephibosheth's fault, and it's not your fault that you're connected to something and that it's caused you to get put in a temporary Lodabar. Lodabar don't have to always be for the rest of your life. Lodabar was not meant for eternity. Lodabar is just a set condition, a launching pad where God is going to spring you forth from being lower than low and take you higher and higher. Because remember, when you follow God, you go from glory to glory to glory. People have to realize this. Woe is me. If you're going to sit there and complain about it, if you're going to sit there and say, well, I have nothing. I have no kingdom. My inheritance is gone. He left me. He cheated on me. She left me. She cheated on me. Or my money's gone. My job is gone. You're in Lodabar, but guess what? I know the one who created Lodabar. You have to be able to get yourself in and get make it up in your mind that guess what? The same God that got me here, the word says that God will be with you in hell. And he's with you in everywhere you go. So if he's with you even in Sheol, what makes you think he's not with you in Lodabar? Remember, when we have great things, and when you got it going on, and when you lose it and go to Lodabar, those people who was partying with you, those people who were hanging with you, they will leave you. But guess what? God never leaves you nor forsake you. Even if your mother and father leave you and forsake you, God will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you're in Lodabar, get ready for set conditions. Get yourself connected. Get yourself. You're in a pasture where there's no grace. Get you some seeds and start planting stuff. You're in a place where there's no communication. Talk and pray to God. I mean, God, we don't even have to have Wi-Fi connection, because when the signal is severed, when the clouds and the shadows hit the satellite, you can't get a signal through. But you can say a prayer at any point in time, and you can still pray your way out of Lodabar. When you feel like you don't have anything, you can go to the one who has everything. Mephibosheth was wondering what was going on in his life. 5 years old, dropped by a nurse, crippled from then, but had to be cared for, had to be waited on, had to be taken to the bathroom, had to be washed and cleaned. I don't think he had to be fed, but he had to be carried to the table. But here's what God does with us. He always keeps somebody with us. Just like that nurse, it never said that the nurse left him. It never said that she left him. God kept the nurse with him. And Bishop, I believe in my heart, no matter where we are in our lowest of low, God is always with us. And he always put an angel on earth. He always sent the angels descending and ascending to bring forth his word into the earth. He says that, what did he say? He said, asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be open. I honestly believe that Mephibosheth was saying to himself, okay, my grandfather's gone, my father's gone, this nursing dropped me, never said anything about his mama. But the thing of it is, what do I do now? How do I do? But see, God still fixed it where because somebody's, even in your Lodabar situation, God got a David connected to you. God got a David that's not going to forget about who your parents was. God got a David connected to your family that's not going to forget who your grandmother was. See, David didn't forget who Jonathan was, and he wanted to know if Jonathan had somebody in his household that he could honor and bless. See, the thing of it is, now you're getting ready to be launched, because in all of your brokenness, with you being dislocated, with you being crippled, and you're being crippled by your mindset sometimes, and it's a simple thing. You got to communicate with God. See, you're in a Lodabar place, and you're not communicating. That's why there is no communication, because if there's something that's not being going on, it's only because you're not doing it. It's not because, woe is me, the white man got me down, or the black man ain't doing this here, and so-and-so, so-and-so. So it's because you're not walking by faith and you're walking by sight. You're looking at, I'm in Lodabar, so that's it for me. You're giving up. You've lost hope. The thing of it is, you need to hope not deferred. Make one. The thing about it is that I love about God, he tells us to keep going, to keep on going. And not only do he tell us to keep on going, I got a David somewhere that's connected to you. He's going to call you to the table. I got a David connected to you. But I'm going to let the nurse take care of you right now. I'm going to let the nurse make sure that you're okay. I need you to communicate with me. I need you to know that you've gone from not having to having it all, because I'm the God of the abundance. I give and I don't hold back. I give good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I will cause it to be poured out upon you. All I need you to do is communicate with me, Mephibosheth. I need you to, while you in Lodabar, I need you to get yourself. You don't need your feet. I'm your feet. I'm the one that's going to walk before you to make the crooked places straight. I'm the one that's going to walk before you to make the dark be the light unto your feet and the lamp light unto your path and the lamp unto your feet. I'm the one that's going to give you the full arm of God. And the full arm of God, part of that is shod in your feet with the gospel of Christ Jesus. Mephibosheth had to get himself prepared because he was getting ready to be launched into a place where he never thought he would go. And the thing of it is, I believe when he went, he took the nurse with him too. Because see, sometimes when you're still down in the outs and you got them good friends, you got them good relatives, you got them sisters that's from California that moved to Cape Girardeau, they're still making sure that you're all right, that don't play a like don't play about your ministry, will say, yeah, I'll cover you. I've been covering you. You got them people that's going to stick with you, even when people in the church, and I'm coming from experience, even when the people in the church laughed and joked about what God had you doing, even when people in the church was using you, using your gift for their purpose. See, it's some things, it's some loadable positions in the church house that sits in the pulpit, and some of them going to have to come up out of it in order to be launched where they're supposed to be. Holy Ghost, you just said that I did. But Lord, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that people are going to come out of a state of loneliness. They're going to come out of a state of brokenness, because just like you brought Mephibosheth out of Lodabar, you brought him from Lodabar, because it's what it says in Samuel 9 verse. Oh, wait a minute. I got to hear my. No, I didn't have it. There it is right there. It's Samuel 9 where he came out and David called for him. David needed to know if there was anybody, anyone in Jonathan's house, Saul's house, that he could bless. And someone said that Jonathan had a son called Mephibosheth. And the thing about that is, David said, I need him to to come to the house. And it said in what? In Samuel 9, verse 2. Yeah. And it says, and there was a house of Saul, a servant. He wants to know if there was a house of Saul and a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called unto him, David, the king, said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, yes, I am thy servant. Is he? And the king said in verse 3, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto him, Jonathan hath a son which is lame on his feet. You may be lame on your heart. You may be lame in your emotions. You may be lame in your finances. You may be lame in other things that have happened to you. You may be lame from an abuse, sexual abuse, molestation, incest. You may be lame from homosexuality, of just thinking the wrong thing that is supposed to be the right way. God has a way of the King, Jesus Christ, because David and Jesus are from the same lineage. He can call you out of Lodabar. Somebody somewhere knows how to pray for you. And I believe when Ziba told David who he was, he remembered. He knew that, okay, Mephibosheth is still there. But Mephibosheth had a fear on him. When the king called him to his table, he thought that he was going to be killed. But no, he was going to be blessed. The enemy has you thinking that if you make one more move towards the future, if you keep moving to launch forward, it's for you. But I came to serve him. Notice, that's a lie from the pit of hell, and he is a defeated foe. You can't stop God from doing what he has to do in the earth with his family, with his creation, with his purpose and with his will. There was still a purpose for Mephibosheth. He may not have been the reigning king or prince, but he still sat with the royalty because he is royalty. Your brokenness may reposition your feet, but your brokenness never took away your purpose and who you really are. It didn't take away royalty from Mephibosheth. It just placed him in a temporary place. And he was temporarily dislocated. And the thing about it is that when things are broken in your life, just like Mephibosheth's feet were broken, don't let that cripple you in the spirit. Never let it cripple you. It crippled him in the natural, but it didn't cripple him in the spirit. And the thing is, you have to know that somebody may have dropped you and injured you. And they've injured you in your heart. They've injured you in your mind. They've injured you in your emotions. They've injured you to thinking that you're not good enough. They've tried to devalue you. You can't devalue who God has created. God created you in his image. So there's no devalue. You can't do that to what God has created. Everything that God made is good and is great in his sight. And if I'm made in his image, I don't care what I've gone through, what mud I've gone through. Once I go through the fire, I'm coming out as fine gold. The thing that we have to look at, it's like it says in Isaiah 43:18-19, God says, behold. And when he says the word behold to people, he's telling you to take notice, to stop and look at what I'm talking about. And what he says in Isaiah 43:18-19, he says, he tell us, first of all, what can keep you in your loadabout position? You stay there and you think about nothing else. You don't look forward. Bishop, there are so many people today on this, and a lot of people on this network, they're thinking about how they're stuck. They feel stuck. They're thinking about, well, I'm never going to get over this heartbreak. I'm never going to come up out of this debt. I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be pretty enough. I'm never going to be tall enough or thin enough. I'm never going to have that house. I'm going to always be in the project. But you have to know that God says to remember not the former things. You got to put all those things behind you and under. You got to put them under the, and you got to put that somewhere else. You got to put that out to pasture where there's nothing there and leave it there. Because God is the God to take nothing and make something from it. He commanded the dry bones. He told Ezekiel, will these dry bones live? And he said, I don't know, Lord, do you know? Only you know. Command them. You have to speak to your lodabar situation. You have to tell that thing to loose you. In the name of Jesus, loose your mind, loose your finances, loose your health, loose your strength, loose your family. Break the generational curses. Because there was a fall doesn't mean that it's an eternal thing. It's temporary. But if you're not communicating, now you got to remember, Lodabar is a place of no communication. If you're not communicating, that means that you're not going to have anything because it's the very meaning of not having. No communication, no word. Did not God say anything that we ask in Jesus' name? When you speak that word, guess what it does? It never returns to him void or unfulfilled of that which he has sent it to do. You have to know that Lodabar is just a launching ground. All you have to do is just, the further back you go, the greater the momentum and the higher you're going to soar. All you have to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and not lean unto your own understanding because your own understanding keeps you in Lodabar. It'll keep you bound and it'll keep you held there and it'll keep you crippled, not only crippled in your feet, in your walk, but it'll keep you crippled in your spirit. It'll keep you crippled in your heart and in your mind. You have to know that the best way for you to get everything that you need from God is to know that he is God. And that if God would use a shepherd, an unknown boy, the seventh son of a man named Jesse from the back pastures and make him king of Israel and bring his only begotten son through that lineage, he can use you. Lodabar is not meant to hold you. Use Lodabar to launch. God is going to use that to launch you. So don't sit there and cry over spilled milk because once it's spilt, it's gone. You can't use it. So if you're there, it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to get ready to be stretched back so you can be released into the things that God have for you, that marriage that you've been praying for, that ministry that you've been praying for, the anointing, the wisdom. Because, see, we should always pray for God's will first, and that's his word to be manifested in our heart, for us to obey him, to have a heart of obedience, to be in alignment with his word truly and completely. Are we going to be perfect? No, we're not. We won't be perfect until we take off corruption and put on incorruption. The thing of it is that you have to know that Lodabar is not the final step for you. It's a launching pad. And when God tells you, like he says in Isaiah 43:18-19, he says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? In other words, you're going to know that what God is doing for you, and you're going to spring forth, and you're going to know it. And he said he would even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So that pastor with nothing to – no pastor, God is going to make a way in it. The place where you've been dislocated in, God is going to make a way in it. And all you have to do is just say that my Lodabar can no longer hold me. My Lodabar does not have dominion over me. This Lodabar, don't even call it your Lodabar, this temporary Lodabar can no longer hold me. This temporary Lodabar has no authority nor dominion over me. I have dominion and authority over that. God told me in the book of Genesis to have dominion and to subdue and to take authority. So I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take authority over this. You need to call for your David, for the one that God is going to send to have you to come sit at the table, or better yet, he's placing you in this, as a David, as a king or a queen. If there is anyone on this line who does not know God, that does not know Jesus, that's your Lord and Savior, you are in a Lodabar situation. If you want to be released from that, all you have to do is acknowledge him as the Son of God. Believe in your heart that he died on the cross and laid in a grave, and that he defeated Satan. He descended before he ascended, but when he descended, he whooped them in his own ground. See, people don't teach this, but he defeated Satan in hell and took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. And then he arose. See, when he had all the keys of hell, death, and the grave, Bishop, he had all power. And if you
that's
believe
what the word
it
says.
And confess him, that's the word. And if you will confess it, see, people think that he laid in that grave 3 days. He went in that grave. He descended through the grave. That's why the grave had to be borrowed, because he was never meant to hold him. You laid the earthly tent in there, but the spirit went down. But the spirit went in form of a man, because he died like a man for the sin of man.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is that you can call on that name, and they that call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. They that call upon the name of Jesus shall be launched from Lodabar. You don't have to wait on the king, but the king is waiting on you, King Jesus. He wants you to sit at the table. In fact, this is how good he is. He has prepared a table in the presence of your enemies. And there's nothing but blessings. The only people
that can
sit at that table has a special invite. It's reserved for certain people. And if you want to answer to that reservation right now, all you have to do is confess that Jesus is your Lord.
Yes.
And that he is the Son of God. So that you can pray. And we'll pray that God brings that you are brought out of darkness. We will pray with you. This network stands, GAP Ministry stands for God's Anointed Purpose and Plans. Spirit Alive, meaning that the Spirit of God is alive in the earth that you made. And you have to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're going to hear Bishop say it. But the Lodabar experience, if you choose to stay there, remember, it wasn't Mephibosheth's fault that got him there. It wasn't the nurse's fault that dropped him, and it wasn't Jonathan's fault for dying. But if you decide not to choose Jesus, it's your fault that you are living low.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What an anointed word. Well, my brothers and sisters, all of you here in the studio, all of you in the chat room, it is now time for you to put your praise on it. If you have a testimony, a praise, a nugget, a truth that you would also like to share, if you are sitting in the studio, please press your one on your keypad. Hallelujah. And that will let your sister Bishop know that you would like to chime in and get in on this conversation. Hallelujah. We do have members of GAP Ministry here, so if any of you would like to have a word, hallelujah, just feel free to press your ones as well, and I will bring you on into the room. That was such a good word and such a timely word, because so many are letting so much stumble them today. You know, so many, they're getting distracted.
That's good, right there, Bishop.
They're just stumbling over things today. You know, the first time, you know, they pray and the Lord doesn't answer right away or doesn't answer the way they think that he should answer, you know, they stumble. And then they get
moving,
stuck. You know, and then they get hung up on the failure, and but we have to understand that, you know, we're gonna go through these seasons and these times when, yeah, we need to sit. The Lord will sit us down so we can listen, you know. But then there will be a time for release, a launch, and he is launching all of his called and sent, all of his remnant. He is launching us into the deep. This is not the time for us to be sitting around sugarcoating the word of God, you know, thinking higher of ourselves. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's a whole load about all of it, of his own. You know, we have to come out of that pride. You know, exactly. We got to come down out of that pride and that jealousy and that, you know, and I mean all the pride, the presumption one, the presumptuous one, you know, the selfish one, all of them. Every form of them. You know, we just have to come out of that, and we have to come, and that's a lot of servant leaders, load of them. You know what I'm saying? They stop. And I'm just praying for the servant leaders. Yes.
Amen. I got two young ladies that work with me, Kelsey and Dakota, and they have such an anointing on their life. And you could just, when I first met them, I just, because they just started like about a month ago, maybe, and when I just feel it. And I remember they were on a fast, and I remember watching how the enemy was attacking them on their fast. And I remember a situation that happened with Kelsey, and all she could say was Jesus. And the more she said Jesus, the demon on that person who was attacking her was irritated. And I was over there praying in the corner. I said, Lord, just launch it right there, just launch it. And she kept her
right
cool.
There.
I see if she had reacted in the natural, it would have kept her in Lodabar. It would have.
That's
and
right.
I told her after that, I said, you know what? I said, what it is, the enemy wants you to stay where you came from. You know, this fast
that's
is
it.
Breaking some things off of you. And see, it's going to take some fasting to break
it's
going to
take some fasting, honey. And we also have to remember that our attitude will determine our aptitude. Okay? We have to go into this with holiness in mind, with righteousness in mind, with love in mind. We're being launched to do something. You know, but we need to make sure that we are displaying, hallelujah, the characters of God. You know, we need to go out and share the surplus. Our surplus is our testimony. Our surplus is our praise. Our surplus is our worship and our love. You know, we need to give God control. Yes, we need to carry that word, girl. We need to carry that word. Come on up in here, people. All right, saints of God, you still have some time now to get in on this. You know, this is not the apostle and bishop program. This is the God's people program. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we all can have, we all blessed up in here, and we all can have a word up in here. Amen. So If you would like to have a word, please press your 1 on your keypad, and I will be glad to bring you in. Apostle Jay, we have some young people sitting in the chat room, and I've just been reading some of their messages. They were very blessed because, you know, a lot of young people are hung up or they're stumbling over peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Big thing.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And they were really, they really appreciated this message because, you know, what they're understanding is that they don't have to stay where they
mm-hmm.
are. And one young lady named Jillian, she said, you know, sometimes when you're a young person, your parents help keep you from launching.
They're good for you. Mm-hmm. They'll cripple you.
Uh-huh.
But it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're telling
fault.
Them because they're hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hearing you.
Amen.
So, you know, amen, it is. And that's what I'm saying. It is not your fault because,
you know,
we know we have a lot of parents that, you know, even though they love their children, you know, they love
they
their
do.
Children. But at the same time, they don't want they want their children to do only so much, you know. They still because of their fear of how it's going to be accepted,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's something new. Maybe the Lord wants you to start a new kind of ministry, or maybe you're young and you want to start ministry. And you know they're out of their own fear and their own experiences. They're visiting that on you, but that's them, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some maybe the Lord will use you to bring your parents
out
of their dry place, out of their load of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe they'll use you.
Come on,
because
that's
see,
good
God,
right
God
there.
Is not a respecter of a person. If he can use a donkey, he can use you. If he can use Rahab,
yes,
he can use you.
Come
okay.
on. She's
all right. If you look in the Bible. Nobody that God used was perfect. Nobody that everybody
mm-hmm.
that God used, you had an issue. But that was to demonstrate his great love.
Yeah, you know,
and his
he's
great
good for
mercy
you,
toward
like
us.
Exactly. Just like in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 1:27 where he'll use the foolish and the unlearned to confound the wise.
Yeah.
God will do
go
things
ahead,
like
Ben.
That.
I know that's right. Well, I guess I'll walk through the house because we have a little time. I see Elder Leola in the house and some other of your sisters in the house. So I'm just going to start walking through the house in case, you know, they're having a problem with their phones. I'm going to help them
knock on
out.
The door,
so I'm
going to
knock all on their door, kick it all in and smile and say, hello, I love you. Hello, Elder Leola. I sure do love you. Good evening. How are you this evening? How are you this evening?
Hello. Hello, Apostle Jay. I caught bits and pieces of the sermon, but I do, with Lodabar, that's that dry place, and we do have to go into that dry place to pull some out.
Yes,
some
wow.
have been healer, some have, you know,
come on,
just have the dry or whatever, but, you know, we have to bring them out. But the little bit
we
that
gotta
I
bring
heard,
them out.
The sermon, that was a good sermon.
That was a blessing from God.
Amen. That was truly a blessing. Now, let me go on over here. Let me go on down through the house. Let me start knocking on doors. Okay. Area code 901, last 4 digits, 4252. Hallelujah. Glory be. Let me see what you have to say. Hallelujah. Good evening.
Amen.
4252. There you go. Amen. Come on in the room. Don't be scared.
I like that. Scared.
Yeah, that looks scared, but
hello.
That's all right. I told you. Hello. Oh, there she go.
Well, I'm on vacation. I'm listening in. I'm trying to listen to y'all and keep up what's going on with the family. But I really enjoyed what bits and pieces that I heard Jay about, Apostle Jay, I'm sorry, about being in Lodabar. That's a place that I don't want to be in, and I pray
okay.
that God keeps me on the straight and narrow path.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Karen.
Amen. Yes, and I love, sister, let me explain something to you. Jesus, what? This, okay, see, we go on vacation. We can go on vacation from our job, but we can't go on vacation from Jesus. Okay, see, I knew who you were.
Don't even try it. This is vicious. Now, you can go on vacation
from the word and from Jesus and from teaching. Okay, when you show me in the Bible where Jesus told the disciples to go on down there to the Damascus Inn and book him a reservation because he was going on the battle. Okay. Okay, I'm walking on through the house to the family. Yes, Lord, 901-0793. Hello, my glorious sister. How you be? How you be? How you there? How your people there? Come on in the room. Don't worry. We'll wait. Area code. Oh, my brother, I'm sorry.
That was my son getting in the car.
This well, let him girl. Get in the car. Hey, son, get in the car. Praise Jesus. Come on, sis.
I'm driving on my way to the house.
That's good. Drive and talk. Hallelujah. Drive and shout. Drive and shout. Go ahead. Praise Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. I enjoyed the service, although Jay gave me the wrong, Apostle Jay gave me the wrong number.
Okay, we don't have to put that on the blog tonight. We really don't. I apologize in the text message.
Yes, I know.
Well, that's all. But you know what? But you're up in here now. And that's why we saying glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, old Flathead always trying to get his 2 cents worth in on something. But you know what? We ain't going to let that happen because you know what?
Oh, no,
we love us some Jesus and we love us some each other. Praise God. We love you, sis. We love you, son, too. You have a blessed evening. I just wanted to acknowledge that you were in the house. Thank you, my dear sister. Hallelujah. Now, last but not least, let's get on down here to 901, last four digits, 2415. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm knocking on your door. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How y'all doing, Jay?
We blessed.
I just want to let everybody know that one time I was in Motor Bar on my job. But
I see
where God was trying to give me my strength and show me my weakness about certain things. And so at the end of the situation, I came out on top. I'm still
Amen.
There.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you know the wonderful thing about it is the Lord is always, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even though when we learn how to grow in them dry places, when we learn how to let the Lord just water our spirit in them dry places, oh, hallelujah.
That's good. You know, we are rose
in the desert. You know what I'm saying? In our soul.
That's what I was about to say. Plants grow in the desert.
You know what's what I'm saying?
Amen.
So hallelujah. We just sometimes, and like my sister, Elder Leola said, sometimes we got to go into those dry places. And we got to show them the way out. Because sometimes folks get so, you know, they're so bowed over. They're so bowed down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they forget that they can look up and pray. They forget to look up to the hills from which cometh their help. You know, so sometimes it takes some of us that, you know, we allow the Lord to just water us. We go in and we drop that seed.
Come on.
We drop that. You know, it's like dropping sunscreen on a person that's parched and baked in the desert. The word of God will just saturate, penetrate, rejuvenate, bring to life, resurrect.
Hallelujah.
Make
rivers.
I mean, flowing rivers in the middle of the desert.
In the desert. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
You know?
Yes, he will.
That's what I, and you know, and you will actually see That table that God has prepared for you in the presence of your enemies, in the presence of those things that have you bowed down and humped over and looking down, he will prepare that table. And while you're still looking down, he will push that chair up under your behind and make you sit down. So you're looking what's in front of you on the table.
And your witnesses will be your enemies that try
and
to keep you in
order. And your witnesses. Come on now.
Amen. Your witnesses.
I'm just trying to tell somebody something this morning, so that this afternoon, this evening, because look, we all over the world. This morning some places, this afternoon some places, and this night
some places.
Look, wherever you are, I want you to get this down in your sanctified soul. Hallelujah.
Lodabar is not the place that we're supposed to stay in. It
it's
should
not
be
a
place. Launching ground.
It's a condition. It's a launching ground.
It's a condition. There you see it right there. That condition.
And a lot of times. Go ahead, my little sister. I'm sorry.
I said, just like what you said, it's a launching pad. I thought about the space shuttle. You know, it's
just
that condition for launch. The sequence has begun.
And you know what the most awesome thing is? A lot of times, God will use the failure in our lives as a launching pad to success.
Amen.
Because, see,
right
if
there.
You look at another acronym for the word fail is first attempt in learning.
I love that.
Fail.
First attempt in learning. Sounds like a t-shirt for me.
You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes, you know, when we try to get in ourselves and do stuff and we get all hunched over and we fail, then we look up and we turn that thing over to God.
We want to stay
you know
crippled.
What I mean?
Uh-huh. We want to stay crippled.
Yeah, well, we all crippled over and hunched up. So we turn that thing over to God, the healer, and let him come on in and heal us in mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, my God. That take
and then you
right
look,
there.
Look, and I'm telling you something. The side effects are miraculous. Child, a side effect will cause you to just break
Lord.
Out in random acts of praise. It will
yes,
cause
Lord.
You to pray fervently. It will
yes,
cause
it
you to love your brothers and sisters as yourself. It will cause you to share that gospel. And you know what?
Amen.
Not for no money, not for no silver, not for no gold, but for the love of it, for the right of it, for the sake of the cross. Hallelujah. For the sake of the Almighty God that we serve. Hallelujah. We just want people to come to know the mighty God that we serve. We just want people to understand how good it feels to be able to walk in freedom, not be bound and crippled by man's opinion, not be bound and crippled by man's expectations, not be bound or crippled by the ideologies of this world, but we can stand
and
tall and not be ashamed of the gospel.
Come on.
And water.
And you know what you just said right there? Not be ashamed of the gospel. And there are so many servant leaders we are operating as if we are afraid to say
of the gospel that we
preach.
You are able
to say
God.
I'm serious. That's why I was telling you about the two young ladies that I work with. I am so thankful to God for sending them because it's like having reinforcement. For somebody else to be walking around through all those buildings, you know, praying and looking at people, you know, and then when they came in, they was on the fast. They didn't tell anybody they were fasting, that you couldn't tell they were fasting, but they were going into the deep, didn't even know they was launching, didn't know that they were going to be attacked. But the thing of it is like you just said, we let things cripple us. Some pastors, and I'm not bashing pastors, but in this day and age, we are allowing society to put us in Lodabar. That's our fault.
That's our fault. And if we in Lodabar, how do we expect God's property,
to lead people out.
His sheep, to be all up in green pastures beside still water?
They can't be in there if it ain't no pastures.
And if it ain't no pasture and it ain't no water, then what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's like it's time. For us all to get it together and stand for let our yeas be yeas and our nays be nays. I do not care about offending a sinner. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to call the wolf that it is. You know?
And
now, I know in my soul, I'm coming from a place of love. I'm telling you this because you know what? I don't want to see you die. You be burning up in hell for all of eternity. Look, I got people.
Yeah.
I got one question for people. Excuse me, my brother, my sister. In eternity, where will you be sitting? Will you be sitting in the smoking or the non-smoking section? You better know which one
right
sitting.
Now. I like
right
that.
Now,
I'm
trying to be in that non-smoking section myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to let the Lord launch. And let him, you know, and by having the right attitude, by having the right prayer life, by staying
the
in
right
my word, by having the
and
right
you know
heart.
What you always
because,
say, Bishop, you always say you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
The mind
is not transformed. They still in Lodabar.
Yep. Because see, that's how come people aren't getting delivered. And they're not truly being transformed because you can't give away what you don't have within you. If you're not free, if you're not a servant leader who is walking in freedom, how can you teach other people how to walk in freedom? If you're not a servant leader that understands what it means to partake of that still water, partake of them green pastures, because you're being led by Jesus. As you're being led by Jesus, you're leading his sheep. So if you understand that, then you're going to tell, you know, you're going to protect those sheep. You're going to make sure that they have everything that they need to grow up and to mature and to nurture and become what God wants them to become. Okay?
Think about this,
Fisher. So they won't be stuck. Because you don't want them stuck in a dry place, you know?
Joe, don't. Because think about how God called David out of the back pastures. The back pastures was considered a place where they just stuck you because they didn't want to be bothered with you. And then he rose up as a king and called Mephibosheth out of Lodabar. We need
give
some
me.
Kind of leaders.
I said, give me them people that don't nobody else want.
Mm-hmm.
Give me them homeless.
Yeah.
Give me them prostitutes. Give me them pimps and drug addicts and drug dealers. Give them to me. If y'all want to act like they invisible, because I'm going to tell you something, they're not invisible to God.
They're not invisible to God. Amen.
I take them because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I'm going to be like Jesus. Jesus said he didn't come for y'all self-righteous, religious people. He came for the sick.
Amen.
You know? So I'm not talking to you right now. You know what I'm saying? I said, at least these people, they sin sick and they know it and they know they need a doctor. You call yourself saved and you need the doctor worse than they do.
And the worst part about it is this, is when we as leaders keep people stuck in Lodabar by labeling and judging them.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't talk to you. You can't come to the church. You're just too short.
Yeah.
Or you can't come
to
the church. This is an all-black church and you white. You can't come to the church. Or you gay? How they gonna get delivered? How they gonna get delivered?
I'm telling you,
I mean,
you
that's
go,
what
how you supposed to?
Is. No communication and no word. You're not giving a
word.
Exactly.
How you supposed to?
You're not. That's what I'm saying. And they're not doing it in love. That you
no.
cannot wear a judge's hat, and you can't say you love people. You either gonna love them and let God judge them, or you gonna judge them and then you let God love them. You can't do both. Only God can do
you
both.
You can't do both. You can't do both. So I praise God, you know, that, you know, you really pour some water on some hearts of some men and women and boys and girls this evening, my sister. We praise God for all the beautiful servant leaders that chimed in, you know, because I truly believe, you know, we come together. There is power in our unity. There is power in our testimonies. There is power when we touch and agree. And the beauty of it is it makes God's word richer and fuller. So, but before we leave, I just want to pray for all these people that are in those dry places in the name of Jesus. So before we get out of here, we will pray, and then I will turn it back over to Apostle J. Leon for her final comments, and we will close the program. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we come as your daughters and your sons, just lifting up your precious, holy, and righteous name. Lord God, we want to thank you for the word that we heard on tonight, and we praise you because we know that your word did exactly what it set out to do. Lord, I come praising you right now for the strongholds that were brought down. I thank you, Lord God, for the revelations that were made on tonight. I thank you, Father God, for the souls that were won or that was won, were won on tonight, Father God. And I just pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, would minister to them and send help, Lord God, true men and women of God who love you to surround them, Lord, and pour into them, God. Father God, so that they might become all that you would have them to be. Now, Lord, we come just lifting up all the people that are bowed over, that are lame by sin, that are bound by sin, that are caught up, tangled up, tied up, Lord God, overwhelmed, overburdened, overworked, underappreciated, all of those who are hurting and discouraged, Father God, depressed, Father God, we come laying them on your mercy seat right now. Lord, we bind that spirit of depression and we loose delight in you. Lord, we bind that spirit of chaos
in the name of Jesus.
And
in
we
the
loose the
Jesus.
Spirit of calm and peace in the name of Jesus. Father God,
Thank you. Now
we pray against every negative spirit that will try to hold your children, God,
in
Lodabar. Lord, we pray right now that you would send the latter rain, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We pray that they would allow you to pour into their hearts, their minds, their souls. Lord God, we pray that they would allow you to just bubble up in them like a babbling brook. And we pray that they would hunger and thirst after you, Father God. For as the deer pants after the water brook, Lord, our hearts and our souls does pant after thee, O God. We want everyone to come to know your grace and your mercy. We want everyone to come to know your joy and your peace and your unconditional love. We want people to understand, Lord God, that you're not a father, an angry father sitting in heaven judging us and waiting to beat us up.
Say that.
But
say
you are
that.
A loving father that is there to help us. You delight in helping us and giving to us and showing us and teaching us. Lord, help your people to see you for who you really are. Help them, oh God, to live the way you want them to live. Help them to go where you want them to go, the way you want them to do it, Lord. May we always respond from your holy word, and may we always walk in your attributes so that those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin might want to know you and come into relationship with you. Lord, we want our testimonies to glorify you. We want our praise, Lord God, to shake the rafters of heaven as we lead lost souls to you, because that is our purpose. And we pray this and all other things. Lord, I pray for every member of the GAP ministry. Lord, where provision is needed, Jehovah Jireh, I pray that you just bless them right now, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Lord, wherever there is sickness, wherever there is pain, Lord God, I pray right now to you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, our divine healer, Father God, the one who has never lost a case, never lost a patient, never can do all things but lie and fail. Father God, I just pray right now for every relationship, Lord, for every, hallelujah, for every spouse, for every significant other. Lord God, I just pray that your love and your ways would be the ties that bind, Father Father God. I pray that we do all things decently in order, and we walk according to your word, Lord God. We want your righteousness to show forth, hallelujah, so that we might teach others how to walk in your righteousness. Lord, just use us for your purpose and your glory. It is not about us, Lord, but all about you. So we want to be your hands and your feet. We want to be your gardeners of faith, Father God. We want to help others' faith to grow so that they might be transformed into the very likeness of your son, Jesus. It is in your marvelous name I do pray all things. Amen, amen, and to God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Jay, your final
I'd just like to give God praise, glory, and honor, but I want everyone worldwide that's listening in on tonight on this network that your Lodabar situation is not permanent. This is your launching pad. It says Lodabar is a place of no communication, no pastor, and no word. So let's water it with the word of God. Water it with your faith. Water it through prayer and fasting. Let's start praying, and let's talk to God and speak his word so that everything that you do can launch you into your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, God's purpose and promise, and favor and righteousness and holiness. Holiness of all. Holiness.
Yes.
Because we are to be holy, therefore, because he is holy. And I want to thank each and everyone from the bottom of my heart. I'd like to thank you, Big Sis, Bishop Sherlyn Cook, Spirit Alive Network. Thank my gap. Thank each and every one of you for taking time on tonight. And I pray that this word blessed you just as it blessed me. And to God be glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Gap Ministries Bible Study with your host, hallelujah, and facilitator, the very beautiful and anointed Apostle J. Leon Travis. Hallelujah. We pray that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household. It is truly our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. And
amen.
God bless you.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Bishop.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.